Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 to 12. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask me of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast you seek your own pleasure, and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel, and to fight, and to hit with wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a man to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a rush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the wicked, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday, and the Lord will guide you continually, and satisfy your desire with good things, and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. So this is the first meditation passage for the season of the 40 days of preparation for the great feast of the Lord's resurrection. And here in chapter 58, Isaiah speaks about a fast. And the fast about which he speaks is one that the people of Israel have been making. And they complain to the Lord in verse 3, "Why have we fasted and you don't see it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it?" And the Lord responds, "It's because in the day of your fast, you carry on sinning. You oppress your workers. You quarrel. Fasting like this, where you bow down your head like a bent over rush and spread sackcloth and ashes under you, that's no fast, says the Lord, that I will accept. The fast that I choose is love of neighbor, loosing the bonds of wickedness, undoing the thongs of the yoke, the thongs of oppression, caring for the hungry and clothing the naked, looking out for your own flesh," referring to their brethren in the people of Israel. If you do that, and this is one of the remarkable things about many of the Lord's rebukes in the prophets, he offers a rebuke in response to their complaint that he hasn't been hearing them, and says, "But if you do this, then I will deal with you as I dealt with the people of Israel in the wilderness. I'll be your rear guard. I'll go before you, leading you and protecting you from the rear. You will cry and I will be with you. The Lord will satisfy your desire and he'll make you, he won't simply give you water as he gave the people of Israel in the desert, but you yourself, as Jesus says in the gospel, will have a spring of water welling up within you. And then upon your return to your homeland, as the people of Israel did at the end of the Exodus, the Lord will rebuild the ruins. This is a call to attend to the Lord and to fast, indeed to fast, as the Christian people traditionally do during this season, but to fast with an eye to righteousness, not with an eye to winning something from the Lord by a show of fasting and self-denial, but by a zealous righteousness. One last point. This year, we have the great joy of celebrating the Eastern Pascha and the Western celebration of the Passover that we call in English-speaking countries Easter on the same day. In many years, we, as a kind of rebuke to our ongoing divisions, celebrate that blessed day of the Lord's resurrection on a different day. But this year, the people of God, East and West, gather together on the same day. Let's take great advantage of that and pray that the Lord will indeed bring his blessing to his people as we seek him and set our hearts on him and on his righteousness.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.